And we're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalid Rodriguez on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on 92.1 KRLS. Sabres got a win last night over Molten Udell, 64-36. Well, Khalid, got to be happy about getting a win. Probably not really thinking it would be a blowout, but offense got going and defense apparently clamped down.
Man, it was one heck of a great game. I've told you, as I told you last week, and like you said, could I be more excited? The answer is no. It's at the level of how excited on what we're doing. If we can do that every night, we're going to be a tough draw for anybody here at the end of the season, whether we win or lose. We're going to be like, dang, we don't want to go play those guys again. Everybody was phenomenal. I need to shout out Caden Kloster because I forgot him last week. I felt so bad about it. I shot him an email and said, I'm so sorry, buddy. I forgot you. And he goes, no worries, man. Really, really good. Per usual, Holden Roberts carried our offensive load. He shot the ball well. I had three guys in doubles. I think Daxon Powell, that might have been his career high, was 16. And our big thing with him is to take better shots. When that kid takes better shots, man, he's a really good basketball player. And Dallas Smith was actually the reason we won last night. I think it was Swartz from Milton Udell. He shot the ball extremely well in the first half. He had 19 of their 26 in the first half. And Dallas goes, Coach, he will not shoot the ball again. I said, okay, if you think this is going to work. And if you looked at our box sheet, we goose egged him in the third quarter, which everybody was excited about. And I said, hey, don't jinx it. Just keep playing hard. I didn't realize they didn't score a single basket in the third quarter until after the third quarter.
What was it, just the tighter defense and really shutting down their big player that was the key there in that third quarter?
Really, I wouldn't say tighter defense, because here's the thing, man. We box out terribly, and we know it. It's on our list of things to get better. So we're, like me and you talk off air, we're really good at speeding you up and getting a bad first shot. So everybody's like, we got to take the ball out of his hand. And my whole thing was like, why? If we just rebound, he won't get a second or a third shot. He'd come down, he'd miss his first one, they'd get a rebound, and he'd make the three on the second one. So, you know, my wife, who's the best assistant coach in the league, shoots me a text and goes, hey, maybe if you go box and one, he doesn't touch you. And she wasn't wrong. And my assistant coach, Max Diaz, actually mentioned it first, but I'm very stubborn there. And then when Dallas came and goes, Coach, if I'm on him, there's no chance that he can get the ball, even if they rebound. So pretty much once he couldn't touch it, they really didn't have a second option. And that's pretty much what happened. Like, we still pressed, we did everything we do, but without him touching the ball, it was a big deal for them.
Well, let's go back to Tuesday. You play up at Wells Fargo Arena. Number one, what was that experience like, even though the game didn't go quite the way you wanted?
Man, that is an amazing place. The G League Wolves do a fantastic job. We had like 300 people there, man. It was amazing. We couldn't shoot for a lick, man. Holden even told me, because Coach, it's like 400 feet from the hoop to the rim. It's pretty much empty on one side. So it's like, you don't even know where the hoop's at. And honestly, Murray shot it a little bit better. But it was one of those ones where, I know you've been to games where you're like, dang, both teams are playing really good. I don't understand how it's a 20-point lead. I do know a lot of it was same situation we talked about off air. We got them to turn over the ball 10, 15 times, and then we gave up a lot of second and third shots. That's our big deal. We play defense really hard for the first shot, and then, you know, we give up a second and a third, and it was all in the paint. And we're little. I think my biggest guy is Dallas Smith, and he's like 6'1", and Tobin McDaniel is like 5'11", maybe, with his shoes on. So we're not big, and they've got a couple of bigs, and it was, you know, kind of same thing. Missed a shot, get a big rebound. It was an amazing experience, and honestly, the takeaway from that was we lost the second half by 4. It was 27-23. We've talked, we're headed in the right direction. I think it's just, it's doing, and man, and like the culture here is changing so much. We do this thing called kid captains. We have them, and they sit, they give water, they hand me the clipboard. One of these kids who was our captain last Friday against Moravia comes up and goes, Coach, I was like, yeah, what's up, buddy? I'm never going to miss a home game. Almost made me want to cry, Derek. It's slow. It's been hard. You're starting to see some of it. It's just, hey, man, they're starting to believe, and to have a little kid come up and tell the boys, I'm never missing another basketball game at home. I'm trying not to cry right now. what we're doing is working, and I said it again. Give me 2-3 years, and you're going to be talking about us a lot more.
Talking to Kalee Rodrigues, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on 92.1 KRLS, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. As you look forward to next week, I believe the schedule does kind of calm down for you just a little bit. So, you know, what's the plan of action in practice as you kind of are you able to work on some things you've needed to attend to?
So we're gonna be working a lot of boxing now, a lot of finishing, tough finishing, contested finishing, and just a lot more layups and free throws. The big difference yesterday was we finally decided to get downhill. So we've got to get downhill. We've got to move more. Stop taking bad threes. That's a big issue. We shoot the three poorly, and we shoot it way too much. Outside of Holden Roberts and Brock Misitich, we don't shoot it great. So, you know, green light shooters, everybody else, I'm just like, you're red light. And that's the running joke at the gym. Everybody wants to be a green light shooter. But it's going to be more conditioning, back in the weight room. We're in the weight room every day. Looking forward to a competitive game with Mormon Trail. It's going to be a tough game at their spot. And then, of course, you got the rivalry game in Melcher. I just don't want to be the guy that loses that game here, you know, in his first year. So I did the hard part first, got seniors a win. Then I got to get in the Melcher win. And then, you know, we go into conference tournament and we, you know, hopefully maybe upset some people, surprise some people, but really just tuned up and, you know, hopefully go in and not be a very low seed in the conference tournament, maybe get lucky, get a 6-7. So I'm thinking we'll be in a pretty good spot. So we just got to keep battling.
What has people told you about the rivalry with Melcher Dallas? That it's, you know, it's in all sports. I mean, this is the classic small school, we want to beat each other type of confrontation.
That's pretty much it. I don't know any more than that. That like kids bouncing forth between schools, and it's a must win. That's all I know. Must win, must play, pack the house. We don't lose. That's all I know. I don't know anything else about it. I'm still new to the area. I just know it's one of those ones you can't lose. Now, if we lose, it is what it is, but it's one of those ones where I'm sitting and where we're at in the position we're at, and we play hard, like I've told you numerous times. People think, you know, you understand our press on tape until you see it, then it baffles you for a little bit. And hopefully, like I said, one of these home games you get to see it in live, and you can go, okay, I understand, it's just – I don't know what that deal is, but I do know it's going to be fun. It's going to be packed. Last night was packed, almost standing room only. And it's kind of been like that since our first home game with Seymour. We have our side. There's no place to sit, even though it was senior night, so that's a little bit more special. But there was no place to sit last night. It's getting there, man. It's slowly, steadily getting there. And I just know the boys, all they ever say is got to be Melcher. And I don't know. What, like I said, I have no detail history. All I know, must win, gotta beat them. That's all I know. And I assume it's just because we're you know, it's probably because it's the only school that's not an hour and a half drive for us. You know what I mean? That's gotta be it. You know, they go to the same church, they've been in school together forever, they go to the same everything. I think that's probably the reason. They're so close, it means so much for both sides. Because I know they're saying the same thing, hey, we gotta beat them. Because they're not going to take it lightly. They're going to come in gassed up, revved up, ready to punch us in the mouth. And hopefully, you know, we take their best punch and we can give a good punch back. And at the end of the day, if it's close and I'm, like I told you off air, I'm not missing 25 layups, I'm going to be happy.
All right. Well, best of luck to you this coming week. And we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you, brother.
That's Kalee Rodrigues, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach, and the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. More after this on 92.1 KRLS.